This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee is taking a stab today at the multi-headed beast known as government inefficiency. The committee will hold a hearing titled 380 Ways to Make Washington More Efficient. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looks at what's happening to previous attempts at government streamlining and what's likely to happen to this one.
The number 380 comes from congressional reports outlining, yes, 380 areas of government waste and duplication. Yet, despite the catchy title, here's the reaction the hearing's getting.
Oh, here we go again.
Paul Light teaches public service at New York University. Light says there have been tons of efficiency efforts, but they usually die away because they require painful change. That hasn't stopped just about every president from trying. Light says a Clinton administration initiative to reinvent government did have some success. It was spearheaded by Vice President Al Gore, who smashed an expensive government-approved ashtray on the David Letterman show to promote it.
Cool.
Gore's initiative sprang from a reinventing government book co-authored by Ted Gabler. It's now printed in 22 languages.
Just last year into Mongolian, just the year before that in Farsi, so the Iranians are using it.
Gabler says he's always getting international requests for cost-cutting advice, but he hasn't gotten any calls from the U.S. government. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.